We'll go ahead and start the luncheon presentation. Our topic, as said, is basically the ethical implications of representing impaired professionals. I think this is an interesting topic area because it brings up different ethic rules and different ethical considerations as an attorney and applies it to a specific setting that is itself interesting. But just some initial thoughts as far as what's meant by impaired. We're talking about substance abuse disorder, alcohol use disorder, as well as serious mental illness. Sometimes physical impairment can fall in this category as well, but today we're going to be speaking mainly about the former two. Both these disease processes, they're very prevalent. The federal entity SAMHSA that is responsible for keeping track of this estimated in 2016, which I think is the most recent year they have statistics on, 26.7 million Americans suffered from either a serious mental illness or a substance use disorder within that year. I think we're all familiar with the headlines as far as the opioid epidemic and the number of deaths over the last year, particularly related to fentanyl. I'm sure many of us know someone from our own family or friend or perhaps even yourself, who's had an issue with impairment or mental health. Representing this kind of client can be, in my experience, both highly rewarding and extremely frustrating at the same time. On the one hand, there's few other areas of the law where you get a chance to make such a positive impact on a person's life or at least play a role in that. But on the other hand, because of the nature of the client, it can be a very dysfunctional relationship at times and very frustrating.